the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Ref. God bless you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I do appreciate that you're listening to us here on a Tuesday from Houston, Texas, September 15th. How is your week going so far? We got Monday out of the way, right? That's a blessing to get that out of the way. Today was a pretty simple day for me as well earlier, and getting the show out to you because I like to talk to you every day. May not have everything we want to give to you and all the hosts and guests that we need to get to you every day, but I do want to touch base with you every day, at least in this hour, give you an update on the station, do my show here, Midwatch, which has been on the air for over 6 years now, and just talk to you, tell you the update on the station and update on everything else that's happening at our church and all that. Want to give God the glory and everything. Looks like one of my real estate deals is going to pan out and things happen. Sometimes, you know what? And before we get into that, let me give you our address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. We're talking today about faith. And today I have no other thing to teach about except what the best thing to teach about, which is your own experience in faith. And many of us have different ideas of how faith operates and how it affects your life. And I guarantee you, I think I would be scared today if I didn't have God. Can I hear an amen out there? I think if I didn't have God in my life, I'd be so scared. And those people that don't have God and don't know of God, well, they're crazy, you know. They're crazy. Because I tell you what, if you think you can get through life without God, you have some things that you need to learn, some things you need to understand. Because God is everything in the lives of all our friends, all our families. It's like when you let go and drop off your kids at school, you got to trust God and take care of them and have faith also in the system, which is the school system, but also have faith that God is going to take care of them. And when you look at your bills at the end of the month and you got to pay things, sometimes you got to stretch out that faith. And we're going to talk about that today, stretching out our faith. Today, we're hopefully going to have a guest. It's going to be my brother, Gabriel. And so those that are classmates and stuff from when we were younger, you're going to be able to hear Gabriel on the air with us. Hopefully that happens. Hopefully that happens soon. We're expecting that. Hopefully, within the next 20 minutes or so, he's going to stop by the station here. We're going to plug him into a quick headset and see what he got to say. I may have to put a commercial on when he gets here so I can get the headset set up. Other than that, I didn't set that up because it takes a little bit away from the feed at some times, and I didn't have time to get that set up on the proper way. He just called and told me he was coming on right before I signed on. So, hopefully tomorrow, Mac Salazar will give us a call. We do expect him to, and we're going to give him a reminder Twitter later on, and hopefully he gets to get that and be able to visit with us on the air once again. So today, talking about faith, talking about putting your faith to the test. You know, the other day, and I'm not one to talk about finances all the time, and you know, the guy that talks about finances all the time is always going to say, I'm not the one talking about finances all the time. But, you know, finances is, I taught this one lesson at one time, and I think it's still true even this hour that no matter what, you can talk to a person till you're blue in your face and you may not get a reaction out of them. You can probably try and tell them how good God really is and you still don't get nothing out of them. You could probably try and even talk to them about how you know, personal experience and how faith and how you know God and God can touch them. Nothing could get a reaction out of them. Nothing. Even a person that is saved, some things don't even get any reaction out of them. They can ever hear a good, on fire, preaching sermon. Not one emotional thing, one emotional element comes to their face. But you talk about finances and people get all crinkled and fold their hands and look the other way and don't want to hear a thing about it. And all this preacher does is talk about finances. Finances affect people. I'm telling you, they do. You start talking about finances, people tend to freak out. You want to see the true heart of anyone? You want to see it? You want to know how to do that? And I'm getting right into this right now. Look at this. I'm getting myself in a mess. Our email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. But I usually use david@revmedianetwork.com. And if you want to email me, let me know what you're thinking about the show and have questions for us. We're also on Chattanga right now. I'm going to go ahead and get into that right now if I can find the right thing. I think I did. Yes, I clicked. I have it saved on my Explorer. Oh, great. We're getting a post from my beautiful wife. Hopefully, sir. It's anonymous. I'm going to get in trouble if it's not. Anyway, I'll just send her something. Yeah, she said it was her. But it could be anyone playing that. So we're not going to fall for that trick. We're going to just ignore it. No. Just playing. I should tell her, tell me something that you only know that I know. Then it's expose me, so I'll leave it alone. We'll leave that one alone. But either way, yeah, you talk about finances, you get some real crazy reactions out of people. You do. You get people that oh, they don't want to hear it because that's all they hear about. Well, if someone complains about that, I want to tell you this. If someone complains about that, then you have to realize this, that they may not be following God's rules and God's law and God's mandate to finances. If they complain about, oh, all that preacher does is talk about finances, well, maybe. Hey, she got it right. She's put, you dropped my ring when proposing, which was true. My wife is just messing with me. Okay, I'm going to tell her she's making me lose my thought. Anyway, I'm over here playing on the air. But yeah, if a person doesn't follow God's law, they may get irritated. God's principle. We can't really say law. It is a law. But for sensitive ears out there, we'll call it a principle. If a person doesn't follow God's principle, you gotta, well, I tell you what, you can follow God's principle, but you gotta believe in God's principle. You have to believe in God's principle. I can call my pastor right now and he can talk about it. In fact, we may call him in a few minutes because I don't know why, but I really think when you talk about finances, so I gotta find out if he's near his phone, but he is awesome on finances. I can tell you that. Now, you've got to believe. You have to believe that God is going to do what he says when you follow. Believing in finances is no different than believing in healing. So, you know what? I'm going to ask you this. And this is something that we need to talk about. We need to bring it out. Have you ever heard anyone complain about a minister preaching too much about healing? Very rarely. I haven't heard that. I have heard anyone complain about that before. Oh, that preacher talks too much about healing. That's my old lady voice. I hope you got that. But yeah, I haven't heard anyone ever complain about someone praying too much for healing or preaching too much on healing or preaching too much on faith or, you know what, preaching too much on evangelism. Now, let me tell you this. I've heard people complain about having, what's the sermon, the topic, outreaching. That the church has to do more outreach, and the pastor's preaching about outreaching too much. Well, sometimes it hurts when you got to learn something. Finances are there. You have to deal with them. Money keeps things running. I love the way Dana Smith on Warren Radio, one of our hosts, comes on tonight at 8 o'clock. So I want you to tune in at 8 o'clock Central Time. He comes on our website here on Rev Media Network. But one thing that I think that he says that I really like is when he talks about giving. He goes, you know what, my friends? I'm not one to talk about giving. And usually it's the one that always talks about giving that says that. But he goes, but one thing I want you to know is that I appreciate your gifts. I appreciate your supporting. He goes, I want you to understand it takes funds to take care of this station and to take care of this program. And he just goes off of that spill. And that's a good way to approach it. But people that get offended about something that the preacher's preaching about, it usually means they need to be dealt with that. I'm no different. I am no different. But I tell you what, if you talk about finances, like I said, people fold their hands, eyes start to roll and say, oh my goodness, we're at one of those churches. Well, it's true. That happens. You ever want to see someone's true heart? You ever see anyone freak out about a bounce check. Come on. We're talking serious life issues here. It's a bounce check. I have seen several people just freak on that. Hey, I'm not going to lie. I will freak sometimes if I have bounce check or something. Or if something isn't right. You ever look at your bank statement online? And you just start going, hey, that I didn't charge that. And then you remember you ate at Subway and that's why it's there. And then you have some mysterious charge on there. You don't know what it is. You go hounding it down, trying to find out where it's at. You want to know where people's heart's at? It's at their money. If you're wise, you're going to know what you have to spend every month to keep things running. And if you're wiser, you're going to save the money that you need to spend every month to keep things running. I can't believe the times that I deal in mortgage loans and getting people loans, and I deal in real estate. And that's something that I've always done, and I'm going to continue to do it no matter how strong and how great this station gets and how strong I get in preaching and counseling and stuff, because it's just a good way to help people. It's more of a helps ministry because I help people that don't normally know how to purchase and stuff, and it's a blessing. And I've made good friends with it, so I don't see unless God shuts that door, I'll continue it. And anyway, I don't know how many bank statements. I'm not naming names. If they're listening, they probably know who I'm talking about. But I don't know how many bank statements I go through to see if a person qualifies, and they make good money. They put good money in the bank. I can tell you, man, I look at some of my clients and I go, man, I need to go get employed in what they're doing. And they're making really good. But the one thing that I see that is common, and especially in young couples between 20 and 34, maybe a little bit older, is that the overload, I call it the overload of out of control eating. Now, I'm not saying they're obese or anything. That may have not came out right. But I am saying that they don't spend wisely. Every day is a great day for KFC. There's no day that can't go by without Subway. So there is so many. Excuse me, I'm about to pause for a second because I'm about to sneeze, so I have to mute y'all. I don't want to be sneezing in your ear. Okay, that's taken care of. But now get this. They don't have enough funds to close because they spend $20 almost a day eating out. Now, I always have a calculator around me. You can ask my wife. So we're going to add this up. 20 times 30 days is $600. $600. That's not counting Kroger's or whatever grocery store they shopped at or anything like that. And that's being modest because sometimes on the weekend, it's $100 a weekend eating out. And I average it up and they're spending over $7,200 a year to $10,000 a year eating out. And they need $5,000 to buy a house. You know what I tell them? Well, you ate your house. No, I'm playing. I don't tell them that. They're my friends. I can't talk to them like that. But I crack up when I think that. Hey, I'm just being honest. I really think that we need to look how we budget. I'm not going to get into tithing. I'm not going to get into offerings and stuff like that. I'm just going to tell you real life experiences from myself. The other day I was looking at TBN. I was flipping through it. I always flip through to stations to find something, someone on here and there preaching or whatever. I think Juanita Bynum was on, and when she was talking, I can't say that it was one of those moments where she was talking directly to me. No. Sometimes you don't need them to say, that's you, and have to say, thus saith the Lord. sometimes, you know, it's in your heart. You just need something to confirm it or something to remind you of it. Our faith is an activation. Now, when Juanita Bynum said, it was interesting because I was just flipping the channels, and she said, "You know what you got to do." I can do her voice. If you want to hear her voice, I can do her voice. I have to clear my throat, though. Hold on. No, I better not. I better behave. My wife's listening. She can get after me when she gets home. But when you buy it, like, you got to do what you got to do. You know you have to get it done. You know how to make it happen. If you're in a jam, you got to give your way out of it. And that's how she pretty much sounds. But anyway, and it's true. You have to give your way out of it. And I know that. I've been preaching for a while, but I can tell you stories after stories after stories how God supplied my needs. Now, I don't talk about finances, but I think I'm going to start writing down the times when I gave and God gave back tenfold, hundredfold, thousandfold. Yes, a thousandfold. You heard me say it. God can produce when you have nothing. I remember this one time I needed some money to pay some bills because I wanted to pay some bills off, and it wasn't nothing major or anything like that. And I just said, "Lord, I'm gonna give an offering of $80 more, and I'm gonna believe you to have me. So you're gonna bless me with $800, so I can get these bills paid off." Well, you know what? A week later, the military sent me a check, $800. True story. Now, get this: I lost it at a restaurant. And I instead of freak out and all that and go crazy, I tell you, I was in the zone. Because right now, if I were lost, I would probably would have freaked out. But I was in the zone at that minute. And I was like, you know what? It's okay. It's a military check. I'm from the military. I know what it takes. I called the Armed Forces payroll and let them know I lost the check. 2 weeks later, I got another check. No big deal. But you know what? Every time you're going to make a blessing, and every time something's going to happen, and here I go preaching on finances, the enemy's going to come in and try and steal your excitement. He's going to try and make sure that you don't think that God provided for you. Or he's going to say, "Oh, you can get this victory, but I'm going to snatch it away." And that's what he tried to do at that moment. And I was in a crowded restaurant. Who knows? I thought I left it in the truck. I think my brother may be taking it to the restaurant like someone's going to get into an old Ford Ranger. But anyway, at that time I was just surprised that I had, you know, that I had just this awesome blessing come in. And I'm excited because that God heard my prayer. But that wasn't the first time, my friends. It wasn't. Ever since I could remember, God has always blessed me. God has always brought in funds when I needed it. I tell you, some people can go through things and get through it, and I've been through a lot of financial things, and I've seen God always at the end. You don't always win. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, but you can't quit fighting. You can't quit believing. You got to believe God's word is God's word. When you sow, expect to receive. This past week, we needed a financial blessing in for this church, for this ministry, and for the church. I told you that our air conditions were stolen. They were taken away. They got raptured. Left us alone without air conditions. Left us burning hot. But you know what? That's okay. We have insurance. It's going to cover. We're going to cover the deductible. But I really want to help the church more with some finances to help cover some of that. And we have savings and stuff put up, and you know, we're taking out of that to take care of that. So I sold a couple of seeds to a couple of ministries I believe in that I know whenever I give to those ministries, I get back in return. I sold some funds that way. And all of a sudden we get an email today that the deal that I was working on last week, it's going to close. Now, I know you know the difference between tithes and offerings. You tithe 10% out to your church, to wherever you're getting fed. And then you give offerings or love offerings to sow into the kingdom as well, that you can get blessings and financial blessings in. I know that I don't talk much about this. It works. It works. Now, what does that mean? That faith is real. That faith is active. And I can't say faith too loud because my daughter's here at the studio with me, and she may come running around the corner because her name is Faith. And I love her, and I love her so much. And we named her Faith because of the word, just faith. I love, that's a beautiful little girl's name. It's what we have in God. She was named after that. And I really think that a lot of people need to realize that, especially in this economical times that we're in, that it's good, it is good to give, but it's greater to sow. Now write that down. I'm going to write that down. That sounds good. It's good to give. It's good to give. But it's greater to serve. Whenever I'm quiet and I'm speaking, I'm actually writing notes on things that I said that I think that will work for another sermon. But I know that most people out there are not going to understand the value of it until you do it. You have to do it regularly. If you just give sporadically, then your blessings are going to be sporadic. If you give consistently, then God's going to bless consistently. You say, well, how can God withhold? How can He not? It's His Word. It's the Word of God. The same principle that you are saved by believing in Christ is the same principle goes behind a faith, behind that of believing that you're saved. It's the same principle that goes behind your finances. In fact, we're going to call my pastor right now. God bless. We're going to take a quick commercial. I'll put you in your back as soon as he calls in. God bless you.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card. If you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Hi, this is David Yanis, host of MidWatch with the Rev, and General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series. Relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com. Welcome back. Let me dial his number in here. It's fun. Let's bug some people today on the air. Got to view his contact. Come on. I think I know his number. That's not good. I don't know my pastor's number. We want to make sure we're calling the right people, so that's why I'm double checking the number. We'll see what's going on. Whoa, that's kind of loud. Well?
Hello.
Hey, Pastor, this is David. I'm on the air. Are you, all right, are you able to make a conversation with us right now?
Yeah, sure. I'll break away from my busy schedule.
Okay. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I was talking on something that was more your field, and I just got a fire underneath me, and I just wanted to come in and talk to you because I know you always have some good things about prosperity and about God's belief and God's system for that. And let me catch you up on what's been going on. I was talking about sowing seeds. I was talking about tithes and offering and how there has to be a belief behind it, because it's good to give, it's better to sow. That's the topic of today's show. And a lot of people like to give, but they're not giving the proper way. So I want to spend a few minutes with you and just explain to them that on tithes, on offerings, or whatever you feel. I was sharing with them that this last week I've been sowing seeds, and it looks like some financial blessings are coming in, and it's just encouraging them that the same way that we walk to God in faith that we are saved is the same way that we have to walk with our finances. The same faith. There's nothing different.
Well, that's right, because it's all grace through faith. You get saved that way, your provision comes that way, everything comes through the grace of God, through faith in His Word and His integrity. Now, are you talking about specifically that when you sow a seed, God wants you to expect the harvest with the increase?
Yes, and that right there, and also when you give your tithes, that sowing a seed is different than giving your tithes. And I was trying to explain that principle as well.
Okay, well, yeah, the seed, because the first 10% is holy, the Bible says, and belongs to the Lord. So that we're giving back to God. It's a trust issue. God wants to see if He can trust us. And how He does that is, are we trustworthy to give Him the first tenth and put Him first according as He's directed us? And then when we do, He said if the first fruits are holy, then the whole lump is holy. So as we're faithful to bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there be provision in the house of God, then that makes the rest of our money holy. It's no longer unrighteous mammon, and therefore it is qualified for increase. It becomes good seed, and then as we sow, we can expect a harvest with great increase, just like an acorn falls from an oak tree and it falls in the ground and dies, just like John 12:24, to bring forth much fruit. And then a great big oak tree from that, which has thousands of acorns, to do the whole thing all over again. That's really how the kingdom of God works as well.
Amen. Amen. Now, Pastor, I was talking to him and telling him that wouldn't you rather have what God has for you instead of what you have in your hands? And that's just simple math. I mean, when you give to God, you make God the borrower. You're lending God the money. You're giving God the money, and God's going to bless you back, correct?
That's right. You know, it's like in multiplication, you got the multiplicand and the multiplier. Well, God's the multiplier, but if you don't put anything into His hands, zero times anything is still going to be zero. Zero times a million is zero. So God's going to multiply, but what you put in there is what He's multiplying.
Amen. Now, can you explain how the principle of sowing, if they want to get something from God, or if they really feel they need a financial breakthrough, what is your recommendations to them when they need a financial breakthrough and they have tithes, but maybe they're not going the extra mile with the sowing the seeds?
Well, whatever it is you want to receive, that is what you sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So the farmer, for example, he chooses what kind of harvest that he wants. If he wants potatoes, he sows potatoes. If he wants corn, he puts corn seed into the ground. And so whatever it is, kind of harvest we want, that's what we sow. And it always comes back with an increase. In fact, Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. In other words, the whole word of God, the law and the prophets is this. Whatever it is that you want, you get it first.
Amen.
And so if you're in trouble in an area or you need a harvest in an area, that's the kind of seed that you sow. It goes against the natural man, but there's a way that seems right unto man, and the end thereof are the ways of death. And what's right to God brings life. And if you need money, you sow money into the kingdom of God, and you can expect the increase. You get back what you sow plus the increase of God, just like Jesus was sown as a seed into the ground. God sowed what he wanted to receive, a man. And Jesus came back, but he didn't come back by himself. The Bible says graves opened up all over Jerusalem. They were the first fruits of them that sleep. And now he has you and me and millions of others still receiving a harvest on that one seed sown. And if it was wrong to give with receiving in mind, then God himself was the greatest offender. Because John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave, so love is his motive, he gave his only begotten Son so that whosoever believeth in him might not perish but have everlasting life. So he gave Jesus to get us. He didn't just give Jesus to get Jesus back. He already had him. But he sowed him to get us. And so you take the money that you already have and you sow that so that it comes back with the increase, and the harvest will get you out of your trouble.
Amen. Pastor, now I'm gonna ask you questions, and you can answer them if you want to answer them. You don't have to answer them if you don't. But has God ever disappointed you financially?
Never.
Never. And how long have you been serving the Lord?
Oh, about 35 years.
And are you debt-free right now, Pastor?
I am debt-free, and I could say this. I put these principles into practice way back when, before I was actually on my own full-time as an adult. And from that point forward, I have never been late on any payment, not even $1 of any kind. And I'm totally debt-free right now, and my kid's grown and out of school and all that stuff without any debt, praise the Lord, because I've always obeyed what God said to do. Now, and I also should say that I faced lots of adversity. I was out of work a couple of times, and in the natural, it didn't look good. But I believed God. I kept being faithful, and God is not a man that he should lie.
Amen. Amen. And right now, you're sitting better than you were sitting any time before.
Yes, it just keeps getting better.
And I tell you, wouldn't you rather listen to a man of God that has this testimony? And I'm talking to my audience there. Wouldn't you rather listen to a man of God that has lived his life for God and has sowed the kingdom's principles into his life and into his children's life? And I guarantee you, if their father sows, the children sow. And I know that people out there need to realize what we teach our children on sowing and reaping is going to keep them from going to a calamity what people go through in life. Now, not only do we need to tithe and sow, but Pastor, I know one thing about you, and I can say this honestly, is you're a very wise spender. And you have to have a budget.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You can't spend more than what you have. Because then you get into debt, and the borrower is a servant to the lender.
Yep, and the thing is, you got to make good financial decisions. And I was talking about the bank statements that I go through for customers when they're getting applied for loans and stuff, that you see a lot of young couples, and I'm really trying to reach them. I really felt right there when you're talking about sowing and reaping. I really felt God moving there. So I know we're reaching somebody out there that needs to hear this. And I know that the Spirit is touching them, that you have to I go through these statements that I see constantly. There's so many meals that are eaten out that you hardly ever see any grocery store meals, groceries being purchased, but they're always eating out. You got to catch it now when you're young, or even when you're old now, you know, you got to break the habit, but you got to be able to not spend your money unwisely, especially in these times that we are. It's wise to spend your money on God's things. It's wise to take care of your home first, and then you can have a little bit of fun with your funds. But you got to be wise out there. I think a lot of young people need to go to a budgeting seminar.
Yeah, you know, another thing is when you are not a servant to your debt, when you live your life living off the top of the barrel. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have the vast wealth. It just means that you've got you some savings, you spend less than what comes in, and if something comes up, it's not a tragedy if the car breaks down and so forth, that you feel peace because you're living off the top of the barrel rather than the bottom of the barrel. And the Bible clearly says that in the book of Ecclesiastes that people don't listen to poor people. And so if we want to be an influence over people, that we have to be secure and handle and be good stewards of our finances. You know the story about the wise man who saved the city, but his words were still despised because a poor man's words are despised. So if we want to influence people, we have to have a few bucks in our pocket.
Yep,
that's so
true.
They'll listen to us tell them about the gospel and the good things of God.
Amen.
Let me ask you this question. When was the last time you went up to a homeless man under the bridge and said, "Tell me, how'd you do it?"
That's
the Bible says nobody listens to poor people. If Donald Trump said, "I'm going to be in the area and I'm going to be talking about how to, make a fortune," there'd be plenty of people that show up.
That's true. That's true. People will be trying to get in there and sell the tickets and what they call them when they sell the tickets at a higher rate.
Scalp them?
Yeah, they'll be scalping tickets just to get in to hear him. But if you put the same place with a homeless person, nobody would even, they would ask him to leave, actually. So,
and so that's why the devil tries to put a teaching and religious junk into the church that, poverty is next to godliness. And if you're a man of God, you shouldn't have this and shouldn't have that. Now, the Word of God is very clear. He wants us to prosper. As we obey Him, prosperity is just a byproduct of obedience. Just like if you're going to butcher a cow to make some steaks, you're always going to be able to have hot dogs because the hot dogs are just the byproduct. And so prosperity is just a byproduct of obedience to God.
Amen. And like I said, I would rather listen to a man that has done the plan on finances and giving and taking care of his home. And I mean, he's successful all around financially. There's not, I can attest to it. I can tell you that I know this man and he has lived this life. And I've sharing your stories of myself and how every time I needed something that I'd sow seeds and God will bless. Now I'm trying to get into your hearts because you need to be a blessing to wherever you're taking fellowship in, and you need to sow seeds if you want to see an increase in your life. You can't go wrong giving to God. You can't prove them wrong in giving. If you're giving, you're going to be blessed. Amen, Pastor?
Amen.
Well, thank you, Pastor. I appreciate you taking the time. I'm sorry I missed your call earlier. I was on the show, so I couldn't even pick up the phone when you were calling. But I'll give you a call when I'm done. I got some praise reports to tell you and I'll let you know.
Okay.
And then I really appreciate you taking the time just to be on the show with us again. God bless you.
Thank you, David. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Pastor David Hope. He is the senior pastor at Metro Church in Atascocita. That's the church that I am associate pastor. So he preaches in the morning. I preach at night when we have evening service. He is the author of God's Perspective on Money. I have the book right here in my hand. It's a good book. It's probably about 77 pages or so. So I want to tell you this. If you give to our ministry at any time this next month of September and October, we're going to send you this book absolutely free. So what's going to be our gift from Rev Media Network. We will get you this gift, and you will be able to read this. And it talks about finances. So I want you to give. Just give any gift and get this. If you want to purchase the book, it's $7 on our website. And you can visit, actually, Metro Church, emetrochurchhouston.com. Go to Pastor David Hope's link. I'm going to put these on there, his books on his hosting page, so you can be able to get to his website and purchase this book. We changed our shopping cart. We're moving everything over to a different provider on the system itself. So we want to make sure that each one of y'all understand that we are moving things. We're trying to be financially responsible on some of this. Of course, we always want to be financially responsible. But we found some good a new package deal with our current provider for Rev Media Network. We're doing so good there. They gave us a good rate to get all these websites moved over and stuff. So I think they like our business. We like their business. And there's nothing wrong with putting together good relationships that are out there and making things happen. So I encourage you right now to think about buying this book, God's Perspective on Money, Pastor David Hope. He talks about his principles about giving. It's a real quick read, 71 pages or so. And if you give anything this month to the ministry, to Rev Media Network, we're going to go ahead and get this book out to you and make this available to you. Okay? God bless you. Let me go and play you one more infomercial about our ministry, and we'll be right back. Let me load this on the rack real quick for you. And we'll be right back. It's not loading for some reason. We're having technical difficulties today. We always have those from time to time. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of MidWatcher at the Rev and the station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, be able to get ISDNs. We've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com. To find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages, but let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book. And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and his network around the world. Wouldn't God want the Word of God that he gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together available again and again and again and again? Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format, and you can take it anywhere. You don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're listening to MidWatch with the Rev. God bless you, my friends. Well, I hope that encouraged you today. I hope that today's show made you realize about finances and about how important it is to take care of things. I hardly talk about them, but today I just felt really encouraged to talk about them. I think 2 weeks ago I talked about believing God and trusting in God. I want you to know that real things happen out there. Real things make things real things, real life bills and stuff, they come in, and you got to be prepared. You got to be financially prepared for things. And sometimes there's things that you're not prepared for. And that's why you just got to trust God and trust your Christian family that there's going to be provision some way, somehow, that God is going to take care of it. If you're a regular giver and regular sower, and you know what I'm talking about, it's the ones that I want to talk about that have a problem with hearing, sowing, and reaping. I want those guys to understand that God has great plans for you, and he wants to bless you tremendously. Remember, God says in the Word of God that they're going to be men that have witty inventions. God wants you to prosper. It's cracked in the Word of God. It says that he teaches us to prosper. He gives us knowledge on how to make wealth. So if God wants us to prosper and make wealth, then I think one of the first things we got to learn, if we want to prosper, if we want to make witty inventions, if we want to learn about prospering and how to make wealth, then we have to be able to be a good tither and a good sower consistently. God has great plans for you, and he has an idea where he wants you to be, but maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you're not reaching that point yet. You're gonna. I guarantee you. You're gonna. Now you can tell I'm a Texan. You're gonna. You can tell that, right? I believe that God has a plan for everyone, and that the plan starts with how you perform in your own life and how you take care of things. God wants you to counsel people. God wants you to minister to people. But first, we've got to get things rolling in your life that you not master it, but that you are accustomed to everything that he's telling us. And I want to read this scripture. It's going to be our scripture of the day. It's going to be in Psalms 34:19, the scripture of the day. So I hope you're ready for it. Let's do the scripture of the day. The scripture today, Psalms 34:19, reads, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all." Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. My friends, many times your faith is going to be challenged. Many times you're going to feel that God has failed you, but he hasn't. Many times you're going to hear something in your ear saying you're not going to make it. Many times you're going to see someone that you love, prayingly not, but someone that you love may pass on to be with God. Many times you're going to be hurt, so hurt that you don't want to pick up that phone when people call you. It's so easy. We shared about that yesterday on our show. It's so easy to walk away and not ever talk to anyone from the church again. It is so easy to turn off your phone, change your phone number, and not be heard from anyone again from the Lord. It's easy to avoid the Christian. And that's a topic I have in my book. I don't remember the title. It's so sad. But that's one of the topics that I carry in one of the chapters. And it's easy to get lost and not anyone find you because you don't want to get hurt. You don't want them to hear that you're hurt. And you just don't want to talk to people. It's very easy. And that's in Untouchable. I think it's in, you know, it's in Destiny chapter 12. When it's over, destiny or destruction. Very easy. Very easy to get away. Read the book. I had some friends read the book on Almost Out of Grace, and this one of my friends, she just read it, and she said it was impressive, exciting. It was awesome. You gotta get the book. Almost Out of Grace. You can get it at Amazon.com. You get it at RevMinistries.com. You get it on this website, RevMediaNetwork.com. And what I'm telling you this is that it is so easy to get my book, but it's so easy to avoid people when you're doing wrong. It is. So my friends, I want to tell you again, that was our scripture of the day. No matter the afflictions, God will deliver you up out of all. Amen. Amen, my friends. Well, I know that tomorrow's show we're going to have a talk on leadership. I got some notes that Pastor Mike Salazar is supposed to call in. Hopefully he calls in this week. I know he's been very busy, and he missed his call in last week, and we'll give him a reminder tonight. God bless you so much. And that is our show, my friend. That is the whistle for the show. It's the end of the show today. God bless you so much. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for making the 2 o'clock hour a very, very strong hour in downloads, a very positive hour that I can spend my time with you every week, Monday through Friday. God bless you so much, and I thank you. Thank you for tuning in again. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch. ¶¶